Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of April. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. We had a little bit of rain overnight last night, and today the rain arrives this afternoon. Now, there could be a little bit of drizzle or a shower before that, but we're going to see that steadier rain arriving after 1 or 2 o'clock, depending on exactly where you are. Temperatures today in the lower 40s, cooler than yesterday. We will not see any sunshine at all. And that easterly wind will tend to get a little gusty, especially along the coastline. Nothing serious, but around 30 miles an hour or so. Overnight tonight, rain possibly mixed with some sleet or snow late at night. Temperatures down to the 30s. Best chance of that happening would be west of 128, north of 495. And north of 495, there actually could be a little bit of snow accumulating. This time of the year, if you're going to get effective accumulation, it's actually going to occur at night. And that's because even on a cloudy day, even on a day like today, even when it's raining for that matter or snowing, you have the solar radiation getting through the clouds. That's why on a cloudy day you can get a sunburn in July, because enough solar radiation gets through that it can give you a little bit of a burn. So that is the case. We actually have a winter storm warning in effect for northern Worcester County, where they could see several inches of snow and up to 6 inches of snow total, especially on grassy surfaces. But this does not mean that it's going to be a major snowstorm. There could be some scattered power outages up there. And then as you get into the Pioneer Valley, it'll be a little less. It's a valley lower. And then back to the Berkshires, a little higher. On up through northern New England, quite a bit of snow. So winter storm warnings in effect for Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine for over 6 inches of snow. Some areas will receive more than that. I don't think that if I looked at the amount of precipitation out of this, and the models are generally producing 1 to 2 inches. So let's call it 2 inches. If you got 2 inches and it was all snow and it was a 1 to 10 ratio, that'd be 20 inches of snow. Now this is northern New England. Don't worry. We're not talking Boston. But it's not going to be that kind of ratio. It'd probably be 1 to 7 with temperatures as warm as they are and some of that not accumulating. So some of the areas could see, you know, 15 inches of snow, 16, 17 inches of snow at the higher elevations. Not going to surprise me. And skiing's just going to be epic here this weekend. It's just going to be really, really great because of all the snow they had and now all this snow. So April and March last month providing, in some senses, more snow than the entire winter. Pretty amazing. There is a high wind warning along the coastline from Gloucester. It does include the Cape and the islands. It does not include the western suburbs. So I'm just checking here as I do this to see exactly where it is. The Weather Service puts these things out. And they've got that high wind warning for the city of Austin as well. Winds gusting at times over 45 miles an hour. With the storm. So could be some scattered power outages around here with that high wind warning. Wind advisory over inland areas. So inland areas includes all the suburbs just west of the coastline. So the Media Coast within, say, a few miles has the high wind warning. You've got the wind advisory elsewhere. You've got the winter storm warning to the north. In terms of the details, that rain moves in, gets a little bit heavier overnight tonight, as I said, mixing with some sleet or snow. Then we've got the snow accumulating tomorrow. Rain mixed with snow becoming all rain in the morning. Temperatures in the upper 30s could see some sloppy accumulation even close to the city. I don't think right in Boston, but it could be in the 128-495 belt on the grass. The grass could turn white if the precipitation comes down hard enough and pulls the cold air down. A couple of showers here on Friday. Again on Saturday, only in the low 40s. Very chilly. Finally Sunday, mostly sunny. And Monday right now, still looking sunny. Although there may be some high clouds moving in the afternoon. We'll keep an eye on that. Temperature up near 60. Monday's going to be a glorious day. Is it going to be perfect with completely clear skies for the eclipse? Remains to be seen, but it will be a warmer, nicer day. And the pattern looks better here as we get to next week. Certainly don't see any rain and snowstorms on the way. So this is probably the signature storm in this pattern, and we'll break out of it for a little bit. Have a great morning, everybody.